Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
First Lady Grace Mugabe urges her husband, President Robert Mugabe, to fire his deputy, Joyce Mujuru, immediately after she was fingered in an alleged plot to assassinate the head of state.
There shouldn't be public prosecution of individuals. Prosecution should be done through the law courts, through the police, and not by individuals.
Meanwhile, Deputy President Joyce Mujuru breaks her silence on heightened ZANU-PF factionalism and dismisses as malicious reports that she is corrupt, incompetent, and attempting to overthrow President Robert Mugabe.
When she finds herself defending against both the media and her counterparts in the political process, you would simply say she has lost the game, she's lost the gamble.
And Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Chairman Dewa Mafinga resigns his position today, citing deep mistrust and infighting that he says had become untenable for effective leadership.
First Lady Grace Mugabe today urged her husband, President Robert Mugabe, to fire his deputy, Joyce Mujuru, who has been fingered in a plot to assassinate the head of state. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Addressing some university students and ZANU-PF supporters at her Mazoe orphanage today, First Lady Grace Mugabe said Mr. Mugabe should now take action and dismiss his deputy after reports fingered her in a plot to assassinate the veteran president. The First Lady has on numerous occasions accused Mrs. Mujuru of corruption, incompetence, and selling out to the country's so-called detractors. Following a report carried in the Sunday Mail newspaper yesterday linking Mrs. Mujuru to a plot to assassinate the president, Mrs. Mugabe also stunned those who attended today's meeting that she has video evidence of Mrs. Mujuru also plotting to eliminate her, adding that the vice president was working with unnamed foreign countries to implement those plots. She added that Mrs. Mujuru should now face treason charges. Mrs. Mugabe said, since Vice President Mujuru was appointed 10 years ago, she has not been working in the interests of women. She added that the person who would be elected at the forthcoming ZANU-PF Congress to replace Mrs. Mujuru and other ministers should work hard or risk facing the same fate that is about to be faced by Mujuru. Studio 7 contacted Vice President Mujuru for comment, but she said she could not speak since she was in a meeting, but she released a statement yesterday dismissing claims that she is corrupt. In her statement, Mrs. Mujuru said her hands are clean and she was determined to continue to work for the good of the country. On personal attacks that were launched against her by the First Lady and other ZANU-PF officials, Mrs. Mujuru said she had instructed her lawyers to deal with the matter. Meanwhile, the president of the ZANU-PF aligned Zimbabwe Congress of Students, Leopold Chakanyuka, also told the gathering that Higher Education Minister Olivia Muchena and Youth Minister Francis Nema should also resign immediately for allegedly not advancing issues that have a bearing on the lives of youth and students. The ZICOSU president also called for Mrs. Mujuru to resign within a fortnight, while Mrs. Mugabe warned that those who continue to align themselves with Mrs. Mujuru will be punished. Factionalism has become more pronounced in ZANU-PF this year as the ruling party heads for its sixth crucial elective congress. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mazoe, this is Thomas Chiripasi.